Y'all good snacks, y'all. Yeah, like, I know it's like totally just drilling for no reason. Oh yeah, there's always problems in these apartments. That's so true. Well, y'all good snacks. I just hoping to catch some more of your obnoxious maintenance work that's totally going on underneath my feet. You know. Yeah, I know. It's just like total irritation. So if you guys are ever in a situation where you're actually renting a unit, it could be a commercial unit, apartment unit, or you're in a space that you're accustomed to having your own space, and then suddenly someone comes out the blue and they're just, and you really, they're doing their job, well, half of the time. And so it's nothing to even get mad about. But I'm that one that gets irritated. You know, I don't have the patience of having the patience of a little fluttering bumblebee. I'm wondering which honey which flower do I nectarize next? I will be patient as the hammering and the chiseling and the cinder block throwing. I will be patient as it is slammed against my royal eardrum and totally causing me migraines. I will not be impatient. No, 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 I won't. Meow, 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 mama. Okay, so just thought I'd add some humor. I felt myself starting to get really irritated because I'm in the middle of doing some bill stuff and I'm trying to concentrate, and then it's all the noise. And it's not like if this maintenance or if they're doing work outside. Sometimes some of you live in like really big cities and all you know is the honking of cars. All you know is the slamming of doors and hearing people's intimate conversations and not so fun conversations. In fact, these types of places are probably more prominent than people living in rural spaces in the world. You know, if you know what I mean. So sometimes, like, noise can literally drive you crazy. Don't let it. I'm telling my inner self that. Just let it go. You know, but it's irritating. So what do we do to block out noise? Listen to your podcast. Watch a movie, you know, and just let it go. You know, don't even trip. Don't even get mad. You know what I mean? Y'all mean, y'all mean, y'all mean, y'all mean, y'all mean, y'all mean. And in closing, if you have pets, for example, you know, did you guys ever think, well, first of all, I'm waiting for someone, maybe it'll be myself. We need to come out with a new, ambulance sound or fire truck sound. You know, if dogs are actually crying, what kind of high frequency pitch are we exposing our animals to? I mean, if they're like, oh, either A, they're crying because of the sound, or B, they're crying because they understand through their frequency of that sound that there's trouble and danger. C, it could be A and B, or D, none of the above. So I'm just real curious about that, because it doesn't matter if I'm from the bouts of down under or if I'm from the cold frigid airs of the United Kingdom. The scruff doodle is going to bark, and he will bark all night long as he hears the sounds of the ambulatory, I don't know what they call it in the UK. It's called a lift of something. I don't know. It's called something that I don't know the name of. Yeah. So yeah, we need to kind of work on sounds. You know, sometimes people make sounds that are unnecessary when you're in public. Like you want to feel a part of the world around you, or you want the world to know a part of you, your business. So suddenly you start talking super loud. and you start talking loud around a crowd that doesn't even know your name, and you start and you start being super fake and and start talking about all your business no one asked to hear. And then, like, you notice, like, totally some people are tuning into my, oh my God, that guy's, like, totally tracking me. Oh, yeah, she's totally jealous because, like, I've got, like, the new, I just bought my new high-rise condo and, like, total, well, I don't, yeah, it's something to talk about. And it's some, yeah, I know I'm talking about it everywhere I go. So, you have a problem with that? Okay, it doesn't even have to be that extreme. It could be, I went to the club last night, or so-and-so, we're going on a trip, and you're broadcasting that to all of Walmart, all of Macy's, you know, all of the boutique place. Nobody asked you. Little sunshine, I want to tell you the truth about life and eardrums. Did you know that most people are so busy worrying about their own life that they really don't care or can care less about what's actually happening in yours? And little sunshine, sometimes people get irritated because they don't care about your sunshiny life. They're too busy trying to get through the wormholes and the clouds of life. They're too busy trying to dig, not trying to cut through their heart like a knife. Oh, little sunshine, I beckon you, please be considerate of the eardrums and the noise. So then we have noise that goes on the airwaves all the time, to the point where there's lots of broken eardrums that are actually hypnotized in a web of lullaby lies, where people don't even see the truth of what the artist is actually polluting your spiritual essence with. And you're just, just going to the drum, the humdrum of life. You're just dancing to the equations, not even figuring out that you're on a negative downward slope because your energy is being reversed. The polarity is being reversed to a negative state of, it's going backwards because you're taking in too many negative things in your energy field. So what happens when you start to listen to a bunch of, you know, Hill Street sad, well, I didn't want to say Hill Street Blues. That's actually one of my favorite artists. Not trying to put her down like that. It just kind of came out. So let's see something else. But really, it's just a lot of lies, you know, that are being pumped into your eardrums, pumped into your eyes. Okay. You know, pumped in a disguise. You know, when people become, you heard, did you hear? Didn't you hear about the cha-cha-cha? But didn't you know? Didn't you hear about it? Didn't you know and hear about it all? You know, and then when you start plugging into like the news stations and the outlets, then it becomes like the talk of the going near the bar, and I'm going to drink some shots. We're going to talk about a little bit of that news on the block. Do the yow, the yow. Did you hear about that guy that shot those so-and-sos? Did you hear about that offender who's already walking the streets in our neighborhood? Did you hear about Mr. Tony and how he robbed a bank with him and his buddies? So it's like a lot of pockets of, didn't you hear about? Didn't you hear about the neighbor? Didn't you hear about what's happening in the UK and what we're trying to do, what Americans are actually thinking about doing? Didn't you hear about, you know, the royal family and how they just can't stand that slut Meghan Markle, or they just can't stand the, she's just a, you know, she's not fit to be of the royal, of the Virgin Mary of the of the royal, of the sanctified and sanctified living holy of the angel of the one descended from heaven, cast into a human status. She is not that. She is not that. Ooh, what will we do? We have let in the hue, and no, we don't want to know about our hue. So we talk about teas and crumpets of, didn't you hear? Oh, I tell you, these people are just so, utterly disgraceful. You know, those whores of women, those black Jezebelites. You know, I tried to tell Henry about those Jezebelites, and you just can't trust them. They're not purified, sanctified. And, you know, anyone just coming out of America too. Oh, you know, those Americans are just so ush-gosh-magoshy. Just, they're just trash and heathenistic. They don't understand the royal principles of, you know, of our bloodline of the past. They just don't know. They just don't know. Meow, meow. Yep, so, cast away. Didn't you hear? As I sit high upon the hill, it isn't my fault that those people choose to live the way they do. Well, I'd say, yes, we own 1% of everything. Well, maybe it is. Well, we are the... Well, let's reverse it. I didn't say that correctly. Yes, I know. It sounded a little odd. We own the majority of everything, and it's just one little percent of us. So, yes, lots of dividends going out into the royal families of the world. Royal families, we don't tell you peasants, but we're constantly meeting on our yachts and going to talk about world global changes that we will make. Oh, well, yes, we're talking to leaders all over the world who own most of the world's wealth. And we leave you out of the discussion because you're not even an option. You are the one that needs to buy our services. You are our operation cycle. Yes, you human capital. We can't tell you what we're doing. We can't have the robots overtaking the world. We can't do that. Don't tell the robots. Don't tell the chattel people, the herds, the ones working for big companies and realizing, I don't have a retirement. Okay? And that's serious. I actually have a lot of empathy because there are 70 and 75-year-old people still working, 80-year-olds out there working. What in the hell is that? What kind of society are we really creating? Oh, AI is going to be eliminating, you know, 80 million jobs. Yeah, we've got robots flipping burgers and patties and being able to become journalists and being able to summarize information. And we don't need journalists. We don't need forward thinkers. We need, you know, bots that can simulate different, you know, people's thought processes based on their temperature, based on their, you know, DNA and other things. Yeah, we've got it all figured out. We don't really need humanity. You know, why do you think we've made so many Mad Max movies? Because, like, well, things are kind of getting a little hairy. You know, people are losing their cool and the law's not really functioning as it should. So, you know, what's right is wrong and wrong is right, and got innocent folks in prison and you got killers walking the streets. Yeah, it's kind of how it goes. Yeah, you got people in prison for selling marijuana. But yeah, I know it's legal. And no, we haven't worked to get those people out of prison. Maybe just, you know, 0.018% of them. But yeah, it doesn't make any sense. Yeah, I know it's costing taxpayers, but you know, prisons are private industry. So what, Igor? What you got to say? We're private businesses. You know, you didn't know prisoners were making, you know, some of the most expensive things on the market. You didn't know that? You didn't know that? Oh, you didn't know that? Yeah, prison is a private corporation and doing many things to continue to create products right here in the U.S. of A. Oh, all sorts of products. You didn't know. We've got global investors. It is a predictable market. Yeah, prison is a predictable market. You know that there will always be people getting arrested and, you know, maybe falsely arrested half of the time and thrown into prison. I mean, what will we do without that? Yep, just like a freaking tow truck is scheming after your car, you have things scheming after you. So be very careful where you are. Well, anyway, people, really, I'm actually doing some work on the computer and got a little carried away because I was getting agitated. And then my inner other self start to come out into full-blown manifestation, and it gets a little frightening. A little frightening. Even my little doggy Siggy is ignoring me. Yes, I know my voice is irritating you. I'm sure it is, little Muffy. So anyway, when you hear lies and you hear yabba yabba, when you hear people talking yaga yaga, and you know it's a bunch of BS, stop listening. Well, you know what you do? Put the fake smile on. How many of you know about that Joker smile? Put that fake smile on. Stand tall and prideful with that fake smile. Be all that you can be. Okay? And say, okay, thank you for sharing. You've turned your brain off and you walk away. Don't take in lies. Now, suddenly you'll start being persuaded to believe things that you never believed before. Or to think thoughts that you never thought before because you were listening to a liar. When you allow yourself to go into the liar's web, you go into their matrix, into their illusions, where it says, I'll never forget when I was caught in a tornado, literally caught in a tornado storm, trying to drive to Texas. This tornado storm was the Joplin tornado storm, and it killed 365 people. They never, for some reason, talk about this storm. This storm hit in three states. It was Oklahoma. It started up in Denver, and it hit Oklahoma, and then Texas. I wanted to say it was one more little city. Okay, but that's another whole nother episode. But while I was trying, I'm telling you, my life is a movie. So there's a highway called Highway 36. Some of you in Texas know about Highway 36. I think it's Highway 36 or 31, but it's one or the other. I'm pretty sure it's 36. This highway is considered not only haunted, but deadly. It's a really long, it's not even just a highway. It's like it turns into an old dirt road. You know, you're just traveling on it. There's no lights. There's nothing hardly out there. But it's a long road that goes through Texas. So myself and someone else, my son, we were all driving through this tornado. And on this really weird highway, and one of the lights, not the lights, but one of the signs, it looked like a cartoon. Like, I swear, it looked like a horror movie, like. You know that this arrow that's saying turn here, you as the movie watcher, you know that it's fake. But you're seeing these people in the movie driving and they're considering turning there. And what they don't know is that if they turn there, there's nothing but a big ditch and their car would be sent plummeting over, literally plummeting over. Okay. I was in a situation like this where I believe there were negative forces trying to actually kill me and my son. Okay. And we need to be aware of those forces. Some of you know of stories that you yourself went through, but, we almost turned off into one of those, and there was a few of them, and I don't know where these, they look like cartoons. They didn't even look real. Something just didn't look right. And if we had turned off into that, I wouldn't even be speaking today, you know? So it's about listening to your intuition, your gut. Sometimes when you're not supposed to go places, the weather will change. Don't be an idiot. I've been an idiot. I remember one time my friends, and this is when in my 20s, my friends and I know some people thought I was in my 20s. No, I'm not. I won't reveal my age right now in this podcast, but when I was in my 20s, I was really going through some tragedy. I lost my best friend's husband. I mean, they were dating since we were both 13 and they got married. You know, he died and several other people started kind of dying off. So in order to cope, I would just go out partying. I'd go have fun. But this one particular night, I really didn't feel like going out, but I was going to make myself go. Suddenly the weather just started getting stormy. Like it was cloudy. And mind you, this is winter time. So I get in my car, suddenly the snow just starts like going crazy. It dumped everywhere like slush to the point where I could barely get to my friend's house. We all said, should we go out tonight? And we decided, sure, let's go anyway, which was stupid. So we go, all three of us, we go out, and that was the night that, we actually got into an altercation, and for a couple of my friends, it didn't end so well. They didn't get shot or anything, but they ended up getting in trouble. Luckily I didn't, but it's the fact that, you know, danger was right there with these gang members. These female gang members were trying to start some mess, and I'm like, oh no, you know, I don't have time for this. So I was very conscious of how I conducted myself because of my position at that time was a pretty high profile position. So what do I look like acting like that? So it was like the ancestors are trying to help really protect me and all my friends, but protect me from getting into any trouble. And so I got spared, but I think about how many times you can kind of get caught up by listening to the wrong information. Listening. And that was actually why I started this episode, because all this noise that just is coming through here. I'm going to take the drill and I'm gonna drill the mess out of this because I'm hearing some kind of female's voice. Give me the drill bit. No, I did. She's driving me crazy. I'm just trying to do my maintenance job. Just trying to work, man. Give me that drill. Give me that tool. I'm going to beat this wall down. I'm going to beat that wall down, Sammy. Sammy, I'm going to beat the wall in half. Yeah. Yes, I am. Beat it down. Yeah, so. Sometimes you do what you have to do, people. Get the monkey off your back. Anyway, everybody, I guess I'll get off this little episode as I was saying in closing, listening. See, and it was funny that that noise interfered with that, because that was exactly the point. Listen to your intuition, your gut. The weather starts changing. If something doesn't smell right, don't listen to the people around you. They could be a bunch of clowns. Stop listening to clowns. You got political clowns. You got professional clowns. You have church clowns. You have occupational clowns. You got clowns that like to make bad sounds
I'm trying to get that nail. Yes, I'm gonna drill it to death. I'm gonna drill it to death. I'm gonna make bad sounds. Yow, yow, yow.
So where I live is pretty ignorant, and you may not even be able to hear this, but it's pretty ignorant. So people will deliberately make sounds just to, because they're kind of mentally like going into a backwards decay, you know, just unnecessarily, you know. It's kind of like when you're taking your animal for a walk and suddenly you start hearing somebody making all this noise that they're in their garage. Chugga chugga cha, chugga cha. Then they start going, rah. They start throwing tools, and you know, but you're at peace with nature. The birds are flying around. Suddenly some idiot's like, poof. He starts doing this. And suddenly it's like, you ever hear that? Like, you're just at total maximum peace. And then the idiot starts just throwing rocks. And like, my question to you, little fool with the tool. My question to you, little Mikey, little Tyson trucks, Tonka truck. Why do you get irritated when you hear certain sounds? What is it that nestles in your big sausage finger hands and makes you pull the drill gun and make noise when you see people at peace? Why? But why? I just want to know. But why are the noises getting even louder? Why are the noises getting louder, Mama? Because someone below is feeling the demon within getting angry, and he doesn't know what to do, and he's becoming frightful. Meow, meow, meow. You know, so this is actually pretty funny, because he's playing right into my episode, and that's what I typically like to do. I like for people to show who you are. Show your ass, please. Because now you've been made an ass of, because you thought you were being funny. Funny. I will pull up a squeeze the drill bit so that it clasp and vibrates and makes changes in the wall structure so that people are aggravated, so that the animals are can't sleep in peace, and the fish are jumping and the turtle is swimming in its own little sea. So anyway, people, but I appreciate you guys for tuning in. I appreciate you tuning in. And again, when you hear loud sounds that irritate you, people that irritate you with noise, with things that don't make any sense, stay away from them. Turn off everything. Give a fake smile. Back on up. And watch how your life will start to actually shift. So as you hear the cacophony of anger in the distant walls, this is exactly my point. Talk to you soon in another pet whisper near you.